We do live in a world where there is so much despair, when so many folks wonder, can anything change? Particularly, that feeling is very pronounced among people who experience poverty, who find themselves shut out from so much. We can sometimes wonder, can anyone be saved? Can any difference be made? And I think what we hear in the word of Jesus is something that with God, all things are possible. And certainly one of the things that Anglicare does is make new things possible, particularly among people who feel like there is no hope or perhaps no way through, no way out of the circumstances in which they live. So it's wonderful to have Brad with us this morning, and I'd just like to invite Brad to come forward as he will share something with us of Anglicare's work. Brad, you've been involved with Anglicare for a number of years. What's involved with being Deputy CEO of Anglicare?
Well, I've actually just been in this role for about a year now. Yeah. And was brought on because we are growing and need is growing within the community. And we're seeing that in the year I've been at Anglicare, we've seen the need growing within our community and growing amongst those who aren't used to having to rely on charity as well. So as a consequence, our services had to grow, and part of my role is to help us grow in a way that is true to the word of God and meets the needs of people within our community as and where they arise, where we possibly can.
Terrific. And I wonder, Brad, what is it about Anglicare that ignites your passion or your... What brings you joy in your journey as a disciple of Jesus with Anglicare? What is it about Anglicare that makes you excited?
I think what really excites me is that for many years I lived my working life in the corporate world and then the university environment, and the chance or the privilege really to come and work with Anglicare, and what excites me every day when I go to work is the fact that we get the privilege of actually going out and doing work that really is described in the Bible as one of the clearest things that we as Christians can do, which is to go and help those who are vulnerable and poor and do so with grace and joy. And I think what I really love every day about the team at Anglicare and the many other people outside of Anglicare too who work in God's name is that chance to express God's love in a very caring and compassionate way and give people dignity who may not necessarily always get dignity from the world that we live in. I think the world we live in is often, particularly to the clients we see at Anglicare, they don't, for whatever reason in their life, particularly in their early life, gain the skills and the knowledge and the experiences that this world values, that God created all of us as valuable people, valuable human beings in his image. And for us at Anglicare, we actually get to express that, which is a pure joy and privilege that I love every day.
So. Wonderful. Yeah. How about I pray for you, Brad, and then you can share the work with us. Lord, I thank you so much for Brad, that he can be with us here this morning. Lord, as we hear about the work of Anglicare, may we know your love and your passion for this world, that you change lives, that you bring hope. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you very much to Holy Covenant for inviting us along today. It is indeed a great privilege for us to be with you, and particularly with a church that is so well known within the social support community because of the great volunteerism of this church and its congregation. I think there's many people in this church who I would know from their work in St John's Care, and St John's Care is a partner of Anglicare who does wonderful work to help people right at the pointy end of need to hopefully get back up on their feet. And this church has I think, the most volunteers from any church in Canberra involved in St John's Care. So thank you so much. It's a great privilege to be with you. Today I just want to give you a little bit of an overview, just very quickly, of what Anglicare does, because I think a lot of people tend to get surprised by what Anglicare does. We are known for things like our pantry appeal, of course. So the donations of food that everybody in the community gives to us so that we can distribute that food to people in need, that's a very public thing. We have op shops, which is a very public thing. We do so much more. Really, those things that are more public are really kind of the foot in the door to the lives of those who are suffering disadvantage. And once we get the foot in the door and we are able to have an ability to help and then have conversations with people, we start to uncover the underlying need, what has driven them to be to the point they're in such need of immediate, urgent help. And what it tends to uncover is a whole bunch of other things that we can provide support services for at Anglicare. So if you look at what we do, we actually have about 10 different service areas that we support the community in on behalf of the Anglican Church, and really do provide. We see ourselves as enacting the mission of the church through these services and really being the social justice arm of the church. So there's a whole range of things we do. As I say, most of the things that are public that you see and hear of often aren't up there, but we do a whole range of things for a whole range of different people who need help in our community. We also do, I think next slide if I could, that'd be great, thanks. That gives you an idea of the numbers of people that we help in our community. We could probably move on from that slide as well. That just gives you an idea. We're also across, apart from being in the ACT, we also serve across not just the Canberra and Goulburn diocese. So we serve up to Goulburn, of course, St Saviour's being the original church of this region and the Goulburn region up in Goulburn. We have a long history, 90 years, in fact, in this area. But we also serve across the Riverina Diocese and the Bathurst Diocese as well with our services. So pretty much, we used to be able to say, draw a line west of Sydney to the border and everything south of that we look after. It's gone a bit north now, so we go to Dubbo and a few places a bit north of Dubbo as well. So we pride ourselves on what we call serving thin markets. And what we mean by that is those rural and regional areas in particular where population is dwindling, services are dwindling because the population isn't there, and often Anglicare is the conduit to the sorts of services that people need in a lot of rural areas, and particularly with the drought, there's been an immensely increasing need in regional and rural and remote New South Wales in particular. So that just gives you an idea of where we are. Next slide. The reason we've been asked to come along we've asked to come along and speak during this particular weekend and last weekend is we've just had Anti-Poverty Week. And Anti-Poverty Week is a national event that tries to bring into the consciousness of people the immense poverty that we experience in Australia. Now, we have this paradox of being, of course, one of the richest countries in the world, yet we see every day that there is immense poverty in Australia, and that is particularly with the cost of living increasing so much. We're seeing the need for our services growing, if not exponentially, very quickly. So Anti-Poverty Week is about bringing awareness to this, and in particular, if we just look at some of the statistics on poverty in Australia, I think next slide. So about 1 in 7 people in Australia experience extreme poverty and go below what we economically call the poverty line. So 3 million people across Australia, or 1 in 7 people, experience poverty. Try living on $39 a day, and that includes rent, by the way. So try living on $39 a day. It's just about impossible in modern Australia. One of the big things that Anti-Poverty Week and we are focusing on from an advocacy perspective and a social justice perspective is New Start. So New Start is the safety net that we have to help those people who have been through really difficult times. And I think as Christians, we really need to think of this in terms of... So often people think of the poor and there's pity. But at Anglicare, we don't think of the poor as needing pity. Needing mercy and compassion, absolutely. But pity suggests it's something that none of we who are more fortunate could experience. But the reality is, people that we have as our clients every single day are you and I. And this is what the Bible teaches us. These are you and I in different circumstances and could be you and I at some point in our lives. We don't know. And so from our perspective, people who are on New Start are not to be pitied. They're to be given dignity. And it's easy, I mean, particularly if you're a social conservative, it's often, you know, I mean, if we think of the spectrum between conservatism and liberalism, it's often thought that people who are on New Start, perhaps oftentimes it's a failure to take sort of personal responsibility that has led someone to be in a situation of needing to be on New Start and needing to be on welfare. But can I just say to you that if you read back through the Bible, the Bible's very clear that often it's because of the compounding disadvantage that people face in their lives that they really can't break out of that cycle of poverty, and it's not a choice at all. And it's quite an offence to people who are living through that to be thinking that they just merely have to take personal responsibility and get up and get a job. It's 99% of the case, it's not that. That's a bit about what we do. I think now this is actually, because we've been going over the last couple of weekends, I think the lectionary readings up there are last week's lectionary readings. But I wouldn't mind just giving you a quick overview of what the Bible says, and particularly what the Bible says in Luke, and has been saying in Luke over the last 2 or 3 weeks, I think, Wayne, and today, about serving and serving the poor and the disadvantaged, and also about wealth and what wealth should mean to a Christian. So it would seem from the lectionary gospel readings from Luke over the past several weeks that they've been a really good introduction to what Anglicare Sunday is all about and Anti-Poverty Week is all about. We started a few weeks back in the lectionary with Luke chapter 14, with the lessons in kingdom etiquette. The story, the man Jesus healed on the Sabbath, then the parables of the wedding feast and the banquet, and these speak of hospitality in generous terms, not known in the Israelites or even the Romans in their normal social settings. They also speak of humility on the part of hosts, to offer inclusion to all and to allow them to sit at your table, even if they haven't the means. Then Luke chapter 15 continues this theme of inclusion with parables on the lost. There's the sheep, there's the coin, and finally there's the son or the sons who are lost. The two small stories about the sheep and the coin are an introduction to the idea of joy and the joy of finding something valuable that has been lost. There is a repetition of language in the stories emphasising the effort the owner takes to recover their possession and the rejoicing and celebration when it's found. Luke chapter 16 still has the underlying theme of generosity but moves into a discussion of loving money, how hard it is to be generous if you are wealthy. In fact, it's harder than a camel going through the eye of a needle. And I think Jesus makes these sorts of statements to really make a point. When we think about wealth, it's quite a puzzle. Surely with wealth we can give, but Jesus warns us that we can't serve two masters, for we'll be devoted to one and hate the other. We can't serve both money and wealth and God. This lesson is then aptly illustrated with the story of Lazarus and the rich man following their deaths. Luke chapter 17 then teaches us the demands of our faith and the joys and possibilities it will bring. We can move mountains. We can also create, and we can also see those around us in need, and we'll be able to offer them hope and healing even if nine out of 10 of those people aren't sure exactly why we're doing it or why it happened in the first place. This is the Christian message to those around us. It reflects the mandate that we at Anglicare have to help people move from hope, give them hope, and moving them from hope to healing and thriving, which is really the values that we hold dearest at Anglicare. Then we come to Luke chapter 18. And the judge who neither feared God nor respected people. There are so many ways we could speak about this passage. The biblical responsibility to care for widows, orphans and strangers. We could focus on the importance of prayer and persistence, or on the nature of faith. All of these would fit the theme of Anglicare Sunday. But let's look specifically at the unjust judge. He's a character representing much of what we see in the world, who it seems has no care or compassion for the needy. But even this person will eventually respond, even if it is for selfish reasons, so he can get a good night's sleep. Now, I'm definitely not saying that agencies who do not operate from a Christian perspective do so for the wrong reasons. That's not the case at all. But what this judge shows is that it gives us the opportunity to reflect not so much on why Anglicare does what it does as part of the church, but on what makes Anglicare different in what we do and how we go about what we do to care for people in need. So Anglicare has a mandate. As part of the church, we have a biblical mandate. In fact, I'd say there's an expectation in the Bible, not just in the gospel, but in the Old Testament as well. I think one of the clearest messages of the Bible to us as Christians is that we need to look after the poor. And that's the challenge that we're faced with. It's part of the reason why we're so delighted that we have a day like Anglicare Sunday to truly focus on this issue. Often we think of poverty as being an issue affecting other communities or other countries, but it happens so much in our own community. It's quite a shock to be confronted with the tragic reality of the real poverty right here in our community. We can fix the system and prevent more Australians being stuck in the trap of poverty by doing things like raising the New Start allowance, which hasn't been raised in 25 years. Anglicare uses as one of its key passages John 10:10. Anglicare is fortunate to get a lot of government funding for the programs that we provide, but we strive to give much more than what the government gives us money for. Anglicare doesn't want people to just survive. We want to give them the tools and equip them with the independence to thrive. John 10:10 says from Jesus, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." And this is what we at Anglicare genuinely hope for the people that we serve. I'd just like to now play a short video. It's about a 4-minute video, I think. And it has the bishop and some of our key stakeholders within Anglicare talking about the sorts of things that we do. So, and it'd be great if we could play that. Oh, great, thank you.
My name is Mark Short and I'm Bishop of the Anglican Diocese of Canberra and Goulburn. As Anglican Christians, we're called to share the love and truth of Jesus in our world. The work of Anglicare is a vital component of that. Anglicare helps us serve communities in need. For over 90 years, Anglicare has been a vital part of the Anglican Diocese mission in our part of the world, beginning with the St. Saviour's Children's Home in Goulburn, and spreading now to communities and ministries across our diocese. In the years ahead, I'm keen to see Anglicare and parishes work in partnership to identify the particular needs in their local communities. Earlier this year, I had the opportunity to meet with a number of Anglicare staff from across our diocese, and I was inspired by their heart for their work. One of the tremendous blessings that Anglicare enjoys is the hours of service volunteered each year by Christians from our various congregations. I want to say a personal thank you to all of you. Be assured that God sees what you're doing and that your generosity and willingness to offer of your time and your gifts is making a difference in Jesus' name.
My name is Michael Powerfield. This is my wife, Chloe. We're from the Anglican Parish of Ungendorf. We heard about Anglicare by being a part of the Anglican Church.
We're currently involved with Anglicare in a number of different ways. We partner with Anglicare in a parish partner op shop venture. We've been doing that for a couple of years, and we've just more recently begun a relationship with Anglicare through disaster recovery, and we've often or always been involved with the pantry appeals at Christmas and at winter as well.
I think we saw the good that Anglicare does within the wider community, within the diocese and in the region, and so I think as a parish we just thought it was just a fantastic way for us to express that love for the wider community and the wider area.
Just even this morning I was talking to one of our school teachers, and you know, who said they've been here living a long time and have never seen this sort of community involvement before, you know, particularly from a church or from an organisation where just, you know, brings out so much positivity, so much love and so much blessing into, you know, into a little area. So that's really encouraging for us. Yeah, I think working with Anglicare, partnering whether in, you know, church or community is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. We've been doing it for a few years now. And, you know, I wish we could have started earlier.
I am Melissa Jackson and 26 years old. I have been living out of home for 10 years. I've always been very independent and then, you know, sort of always stood on my own two feet, struggled through it. Young people are put in situations where they can't financially back themselves. So when I got put into a situation that I had to find someone, I was referred to Anglicare, and I must admit it was hard to come in because I had to swallow my pride and I was in a situation where I could have been judged very easily. I think from a young age I had a very stable family, and then there were some issues that my parents were going through. Mum had said, well, do this or leave, and I kind of went, well, I'll leave. It was quite rocky with them in the beginning. My siblings were a lot younger than what I was, and that was one of the hardest things to go through, was not having access to them. When you are put in situations and you have places you can reach out to, you know, you kind of feel okay and that you can get through it. What probably prompted me to keep coming back is initially I didn't feel judged. I really felt like I was listened to and any decision was okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Anne. I'm going to finish just now, but before I do, I'd just like to leave you with some thoughts on how you might be able to help with Anglicare or helping within the community more broadly. And knowing that Holy Covenant has such a wonderful reputation for rolling sleeves up and getting things done, I guess there's four things that we ask for. The first and the most obvious, of course, is that people give, and I'd probably get in trouble from the boss for saying this, but it doesn't have to be to us. Just give to those in need, and however you do that, wherever you find it, give with joy and give prodigally. Give because of what you've been given as a Christian, and I think that's always the big challenge that we always face, is this world can make it so easy to justify to ourselves, and I know I've done it many times, to justify why not to give, but I think given what we've received in the grace of God through Jesus, the joy of giving and giving to those in need is something that we're called to do. So do that however you may do it. Volunteer, and this is a great church for doing that. Holy Covenant does amazing things in volunteering in the community. And I know when we got to St John's Care, and one of my colleagues, Claire, is here today, who's a volunteer up at St John's Care, and we have a very strong partnership with St John's Care. It's really the pointy end of need, and Holy Covenant has so many volunteers at St John's Care, and we're so grateful for that, for the work that's being done there. There's other ways to volunteer as well. And we're finding it challenging with volunteerism because, I'm going to sound really old, but the younger generation, volunteering in different ways now. So one of the areas we have volunteerism is disaster recovery, and we tend to get a lot of people sign up for that because it's one-off. It's not week by week by week. And so volunteering is a difficult space. So we love to get new volunteers, absolutely love it. Get involved in the outreach of your church, please, be it through pantry appeals or Christmas appeals, whatever it might be. And most importantly for us, I think, and it's so heartening for us to hear today the Anglicare prayer said earlier, please pray for us. Pray that we serve in the way that God and Jesus want us to serve. And please help us be a light to those in darkness. And if you can pray for us, keep us in your prayers, we'd be so grateful. So thanks, Wayne, for the opportunity. It's greatly appreciated.